Hi there guys, it's Hattie here from hattiebrazy.com and welcome to the first part of this 3-part audio training series, helping you get super clear on who your ideal client is. Now, whether you're just getting started in business, whether you've already got an established online business, or maybe you're working in a bricks and mortar business, it's super important for you to have a really clear idea about who's buying your stuff and who might start buying your stuff in the future, so that you can start building relationships and connections now. Building up a picture of who your ideal client is going to be absolutely essential for you when it comes to writing copy for your website, creating marketing materials, and essentially promoting your products and services effectively. So let's just be really clear at this point and look at what we mean by copy. Now, I would like you to think and encourage you to think of anything that you write for your business as copy. So whether that's blog posts, whether that's calls to action, whether that's your opt-in copy, your business card, copy is anything that you write with the intention of encouraging its reader to take the action that you want them to take. So for instance, if we've got someone that's ping-ponging around the internet and they happen upon your site, we want the words that they read to encourage them to spend more time on your site, to click through from one article to the next. Maybe they read your call to action in your opt-in box, sign up to your list, and you convert them from a reader to a subscriber, or they hit on a sales page and even make a purchase from you. Anyone who's worked with me privately by now knows that the bedrock for every copy project I work on is establishing your ideal client. Sometimes I actually think clients are a little bit bemused when we hop on a Skype call at the beginning of a commission and I like to spend a huge amount of time up front really establishing the persona and the sort of psyche of that ideal client, whereas in actual fact I think people just want to talk about their program and all the modules and stuff, and that's, you know, that's obviously very important as well, but if we can't connect it to who's going to be buying it, then, you know, more's the problem there. So I think by now you can probably guess that there are not enough words to express how freaking important I think this piece of work is to the future success of your business. And, you know, that might sound a little bit dramatic, but let me tell you this, if you don't know who you're aiming at and you don't know what makes them tick, you cannot expect to write copy that's going to connect, engage, or convert. And that's really the aim of copywriting. It's to woo your ideal client, convince them that their search is over, that you're someone that really gets them, that they don't have to look any further, and you are going to be the one that they can finally place their trust in and help them achieve the goal that they want to achieve or get over the hurdle that they want to get over. You know, whatever it is that's standing in their way, you are the one. So without understanding your ideal client really, really well, you're going to find it pretty hard to write sales page copy, about page copy, homepage copy, product or course names that are going to really capture the attention of your ideal client, headlines and subject lines that are going to get your ideal client actually clicking on your articles in the first place and opening the emails that you send them, calls to action that actually influence and persuade people to react in the way that you want them to react, taglines, opt-in copy, Facebook ads, maybe you're promoting a webinar or an offer that you've got out there, content that's going to appeal to them in blog posts. You know, the list is really, really endless. And you're also going to find it pretty damn hard to get to grips with keywords that your ideal client is searching for when they sit down and Google, which is, of course, in its simplest form, the basis of really, really good SEO. Our chances are, if you're struggling with any of these elements, then you're going to be in a position to take a really good deep dive into the first exercise that I've got for you in this training series. If you're a little bit sceptical right now, I'd encourage you to sort of maybe put that scepticism to one side. Think of it about getting really, really clear. You know, at the moment it's a bit like a jigsaw puzzle, and if you don't have the picture of what you're trying to create, you know, it's pretty hard to put, you know, a couple of thousand piece jigsaw puzzle together if you don't know what the picture is that you're trying to put together. So that is kind of the analogy that I would use to sort of juxtapose building your business and building everything around your ideal client if you don't know who they are. And that's exactly what we're about to do. Now, my take on ideal client is slightly different from some of the approaches that I've seen out there, and I kind of like to take it a little bit of a step further. So through my work with private clients, one of the main frustrations I've found that people have is they kind of get a little bit too hung up on, focused on the demographics. So they've read or heard that, you know, they shouldn't be too broad, they shouldn't try and appeal to everyone, they know they need to niche down. But all of the exercises and challenges that people have taken them through in the past really sort of focus on demographics as a starting point. And do you know what, it's easy to focus on these things because they're slightly more superficial aspects of who our ideal client is. The questions like how much money do they earn, what kind of house do they live in, how many kids they have, what their marital status is, what the job they do, you know, all of these things. And it's easy because, do you know what, really, it doesn't require that much digging. And actually, you know, let's be real, you can probably make most of it up. You know, you can probably pluck most of it from your mind's eye. And does that really help you sell your course and create copy that connects? Well, no. So by focusing too heavily on that demographic approach, it really has the potential to back you into a bit of a corner. And all of a sudden, you've decided that maybe you're only working with women, for example, and you completely shut your, you know, your business empire, which we hope it's going to grow into, you completely shut it off to, you know, half of the world's population. And sooner or later, everything that you're writing is geared solely for that demographic. And let's be real here, there is a whole heap of women in this world, if we continue with that as our example, and not all of us were the same. So your copy still ends up really generic, probably a little bit over the top, actually, because we then start to exaggerate the exaggerate the feature that we know about in our copy. And it says a lot without really saying much at all. I've worked with clients who have just found themselves in ever such a pickle. They're not gaining much traction. They're not making much revenue for their business. And they've spent a huge amount of money or time or both creating a web presence that isn't really aimed at anyone in particular. So what's the solution? Well, I like to take much more of a psychographic route, and psychographics is the study of attitudes, tastes and values and all the other factors that go into determining why people act the way they act and do the things that they do. But put simply, it's the process of getting inside your ideal client's head and seeing the world through their eyes. And I think when we do this, it helps us to develop more of an emotional avatar, as I like to call it, or your ideal client's inner monologue. So essentially what we're going to be concerned with here is building up a really rich picture of their wants, needs, desires, fears, and understanding the thoughts and feelings that occupy their minds every day. And if we think of it from this point of view, you know, emotion really transcends absolutely everything. You know, it doesn't matter whether, you know, say for example, I'm selling stationery. maybe wedding stationery. It doesn't matter whether the person buying it is a male or a female. It doesn't matter whether the person buying it, you know, earns 40 grand a year as opposed to 25, because their tastes, what they value in the aesthetics for the look and the feel of the wedding that they're trying to create, you know, those are the factors that are really going to override, you know, the decisions that they make and ultimately create the sale in this situation. So think of it as putting on a bit of a pair of glasses and looking through them and seeing the world in the way that your ideal client sees it. So an example I like to use quite often is from a TV ad here in the UK where I live, and it's by a brand called SMA. I'm not sure actually whether it's a global brand, it quite possibly could be, but they're a baby milk, a formula company, and their target demographic is new mums. So by building an emotional avatar of their customer, they've been able to add into the mix that they know that they're mums that feel uncertain, they feel like they don't really know what they're doing, they're finding out things as they go, they're getting to grips with the fact that motherhood is well and truly a full-time occupation, whereas they maybe thought that, you know, oh, you know, this is easy, baby will sleep a lot when we bring them home from the hospital. Whether you feel like, you know, and the fact that they have to be a mum, whether they feel like it or not. The kicker they realise is that all mums really want is a bit of reassurance and advice that they can trust. And by focusing on the customer's inner monologue, they've been able to create a really rich dialogue that emotionally connects and speaks to their directly to their customer. So here's the copy for you. And, you know, I think whoever came up with this, it's marketing genius. But it reads, you don't have to sit an exam. No one asks for your CV, you have no experience, but the job's still yours. There are no dress rehearsals, no timeouts, and unfortunately, no magic wands. You learn as you go, doing whatever it takes. At SMA, our follow-on milk is supported by 90 years' experience, and over the years, we've really gotten to know mums. And take it from us, you're doing great. Mm-mm. I just think that is marketing genius, and it's written by, you know, a group or a person that, you know, group of people or a person that really, really, really know their customers super well. So what it really drives home is that it's possible to speak to your ideal clients' thoughts, feelings, fears, frustrations using imagery without actually naming the core emotions of uncertainty, overwhelm, self-doubt, etc. Now, getting clear on your ideal client's inner monologue, it could take you months, but I know that you haven't got months to spend. So in tomorrow's session, what I want to do is offer up just a few exercises to help you order your thoughts, find some real concrete evidence, and highlight the thoughts, words, and phrases that most resonate with your clients. So I look forward to jumping into your inbox tomorrow. If you have any questions or thoughts about this audio training session, then do shoot me an email, hattiebraisley@gmail.com, and I'll be delighted to hear from you. Bye for now, lovely.